The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hello everyone, hello football fans around the world. It's another January transfer special, and this time we're talking about big spenders in the summer, Man City. I'm joined today, of course, by chief reporter Greg Stobart. Hello, Greg.
Hello, Nick.
How's it going?
Very good, thank you.
Excellent, excellent, thank you. Also joining us is Mohamed Butt. Hello, Mo.
All right, Nick.
How you doing?
I'm pretty great, yeah.
You're pretty much the most knowledgeable man I've ever encountered when it comes to Pep Guardiola, so it's good to have you here.
That's a great honour.
Excellent.
Thank you so much for saying so.
He doesn't know I don't know any Pep Guardiola experts. Anyway. Stobes, Man City were incredibly busy in the summer, but now it looks like they desperately need reinforcements. Are we expecting them to be busy in the January window?
I mean, the reinforcements they need are exactly the ones we were talking about in the summer that they didn't address, aren't they? They signed John Stones, but clearly they need to strengthen in the defence, and it's become even more apparent in the first months of the season. And I think if they can, they'll strengthen in January. The whispers up there, and we've been saying this about a few of the clubs, haven't we, Nick? The whispers up there is Pep's prepared to wait until next summer if he has to get the men he wants. For example, if he really wants Aymeric Laporte, or if there's a left back he really wants, Alex Grimaldi, or Danny Rose even has been linked.
Wow.
He's prepared to wait until the summer rather than go for the stopgap option in January, where you might have to overpay or you don't get your first choice. But certainly they need two or three defenders if they're going to win the league this season, that's for sure.
Yeah, Mo, Pep has the advantage where if he doesn't win the league title in his first season at Man City, it's not the end of the world. He can afford to wait a bit.
Yeah.
But surely, I mean, the defence is becoming a bit of an issue because he's playing fullbacks out of position. He tried Collar off at centre-back. It's not really worked out. He seems to have a lot of middling centre-backs and middling fullbacks and no one really elite to sort of take that mantle.
Middling is being kind to them, my friend. I think those fullbacks, all four of them, are absolute garbage, honestly. I mean, the best one of them is alternative either Zabaleta or Sanya, depending on which one decides to actually have a half decent game. When he first came in, we thought the first thing he's going to address in the summer is the fullbacks. They're terrible. And he didn't do it at all. Now, I mean, whether or not he thinks that he can train them, Clichy's a talented player, was a talented player, definitely. And, you know, Sanya, same thing. And Zabaleta, you know, it's one of City's greatest ever players. But those guys are the trash. They need to sign fullbacks. I think even in January, even with the idea of a stopgap, I think even a stopgap would be an upgrade on those buffoons they have right now.
Arsenal fans were used to seeing Bakary Sagna fill in at centre-back quite often, and Pep's not really tried it there.
I think, to be fair, he's just not been fit long enough to do anything like that. I mean, he plays two or three games and he's injured again, and then he plays two or three games and he's injured again. And I think, had he been fit the whole time, I think he actually would have been a passable either centre-back or full-back for City. But the problem is he's just not stayed fit. He looks like a broken shell of a man. Yeah, and you could argue, of course, and the thing is, City, they need three players, essentially. A starting forward right back, a starting left back, and a centre back that can play like Otamendi but isn't Otamendi, because Otamendi obviously picks up cards and injuries.
Stobes, are there any question marks over Claudio Bravo's position? Obviously, you know, the general sort of pundit and fan and Twitter sort of consensus is that Claudio Bravo, it's just not a fit at the moment. They need someone who can save shots rather than someone who's distributing to other players who aren't comfortable distributing the ball, like Kolarov, like Zabaleta. Is there any question marks over his position at all?
No, I think they need someone who can save shots as well, Nick. But
does Pep think that? Yeah.
But I'm not sure Pep does, actually. Every press conference, he does get asked about it, and he says, I back him. He says, I've won 21 trophies in 7 years. I back myself. I'm not going to change my way, guys. And I don't think he will. And there's that stubbornness to him, I guess. When you watch the way he's been playing, you'd think, I mean, I'm not saying they should bring Joe Hart back, but he's been very, very poor, Claudio Bravo.
The word
from City is they're not going to sign another goalkeeper. Yeah, they're quite happy.
He's not going to throw him under the bus, is he? That's the thing. I mean, we're talking about they probably do need another goalkeeper, frankly. Bravo will take time to settle into this country if he does come good and settle at all. But, you know, that's Pep's guy. He spent money on him. He shipped Joe Hart out for him. He's not going to be like, okay, no, you're not actually, he's rubbish. That undermines his authority, undermines his whole vision if he suddenly says,
He's a bit stubborn.
I mean, you have to be to get that kind of vision across. All the great managers are, really, in one way way or another. And I think if Guardiola admits that, yeah, you know, I made a mistake, fans will give him credit, like, oh, well done, you made a mistake. But then the players suddenly lose all authority in him. And if he throws Bravo under the bus like that, why would the other players trust him? Yeah. He's going to protect Bravo. I mean, this is a guy who, whenever a player makes a mistake, he comes after the game and says, yeah, he played well. Because he's just never going to throw a player under the bus like that. So there's no way. I mean, they should look at. I mean, they've signed, or did they not sign Rulli? I don't know, but they should look at getting a goalkeeper, a young one, because Bravo's 33 anyway.
Stobes, I mean, a lot of question marks. I mean, the key guys for Man City seem to have been the same key guys for Man City for a very long time. A lot of their form seems to depend on the fitness or non-fitness of Vincent Kompany and the goal-scoring ability of Sergio Aguero. Are there any question marks in terms of those players are getting on, Guardiola has to replace them as such. Is he thinking about replacements for those players, for companies, for Torres, for Aguero? Is he thinking about world-class replacements for those once world-class talents?
I think so. Him and Chiqui Baguirre-Stein together, they've already signed a potential striker in Gabriel Jesus, who's coming in January. At centre-back, I think this is Kompany's last season. I think he'll be phased out after this season. Just the injury problems have become too much. And you mentioned Yaya Toure. I actually think there's a chance he'll leave in January.
Wow.
I think a move to China is certainly possible from what I've been told. And, you know, they do want a successor to Yaya. And they were interested in Paul Pogba before the price became astronomical last summer, and I think if they can get someone, they would. But they'll probably have to wait till next summer for that.
Do you think Man City and Pep would be willing to listen to offers for Sergio Aguero in January?
No.
No? They'll wait until the end of the season, or they don't want to sell him full stop?
Absolutely no chance in January. I know Mo will tell you that Aguero doesn't necessarily fit into Pep's vision, but certainly they won't be doing anything in January. If it comes to the summer and they've got Gabriel Jesus and Kelechi Iheanacho, and maybe they can bring someone else in, like Alexis Sanchez even, then maybe they'd look at selling Aguero to fund that, but certainly not in January.
Yeah, Mo, obviously there doesn't seem to be much in terms of players that they're going to replace the old guard with, but do they actually need to, or do they have the talent on their books? Is Gabriel Jesus already ready to step into Aguero's boots?
He's not ready yet. He's 19. He's coming to a new country, new culture, new league. It's going to take him a while. It took Neymar a year to settle into La Liga. Well, half a year anyway. It will take Gabriel Jesus a while. I think that's why it's sensible why he's brought him in now in January, because he's gonna take 6 months to settle. He probably won't even play that much. It's going to take him a while. I mean, look at Leroy Sané. Leroy Sané is an amazing talent. Hasn't settled into Premier League at all. Will take time. So no, there's no way Aguero's going anywhere in January. The reason I've been saying that he might leave at the end of the summer is because he's not really a good fit with Guardiola's philosophy. It sounds ridiculous to say, because he's obviously an amazing goal scorer, but tactically he doesn't do the job all the time. Whereas I think someone like Gabriel Jesus, I mean, you look at him play for Brazil, he can do that. He's tactically very astute, plays well with, links up well with Neymar, with Coutinho, is the number nine Brazil have needed since, I mean, and this is blasphemous to say almost, but since Ronaldo. You know, he's a fantastic number nine. And yeah, I think him and Iheanacho's qualities are, you know, they're already well known. He's phenomenal. They played their best football this season.
But what about a defensive leader? We always associate Pep Guardiola. Obviously, his best side had the defensive leader in Carles Puyol.
Yeah.
Do you think Pep will want someone like that? Will need someone like that? Is there anyone like that even remotely available?
They definitely need a defensive leader, because John Stones is a fantastic defender. He's not a defensive leader at all. And Otamendi is a great... But Otamendi's great best season was when Mustafi was holding his hand, being his leader. John Stones looked at his best when Jagielka could be the lead defensive leader beside him. Both of them need a defensive leader, so they need to sign a third centre-back.
He's obsessed with Aymeric Laporte, but with the buyout clause, I'm not sure that's going to happen in January. But we mentioned these guys, the two at Southampton. We've talked about them with Man United and Chelsea already in these pods. And I think if it becomes possible to get someone like Virgil van Dijk in January, that would make an awful lot of sense, with Premier League experience, older, can carry Stones through a game a little bit. Someone who attacks the ball rather than Stones, who obviously likes to get on the ball and play more. So I think that would actually be a good fit for City. And it sounds like Southampton would be willing to listen to offers, but Man United, Chelsea, City, they could all do with Virgil van Dijk, to be honest.
Why the allergy to Laporte? How big is that buyout clause?
I think it's 50 or 60 million euros.
It's 70 million euros, and you have to pay tax on top of that, because they're not going to willingly accept it. So you have
and
to
then you've
force
got the Brexit
them,
exchange rate to deal with.
You have to force them to accept it by paying tax. I mean, it happened with Bayern Munich when they tried to sign Javi Martinez. They ended up having to pay, I think, 40-60 million or something just for him. So it's a massive, massive operation. And to be honest, he looks happy at Athletic Bilbao. He keeps signing new contracts, so I don't think he's desperate to leave. And the only way they were going to get him is if he was desperate to leave. And I mean, you can see why. I mean, you watch him, he is the defensive leader. I mean, he's 22 years old, but he is the defensive leader. Why mature beyond his years? Without him, aside from him, I don't know, there's a lot of good defenders out there, but, you know, Guardiola needs to find the one who can be the vocal leader of the back line.
Exciting times for France with Varane, Laporte and Zouma.
I mean, if they can see any more goals, they should just be, you know, the manager should be fired. They should never concede goals ever again.
I was going to mention, they, you know, all that Bonucci talk over the summer as well. So he's not necessarily looking for a 22, 23-year-old John Stones, Laporte kind of player. If he can get someone experienced who's a real leader, he will do. And the fact that they were talking to Bonucci, the fact that they were even looking at Van Dijk shows that.
With big clubs, Stoves, it tends to be that they're linked to a lot of players, but they don't actually end up buying some because it's so hard to get a deal over the line. You keep saying this, it's so hard to get a deal over the line in January. But what we do see is some of the squad players tend to be cast off. Are there any names, you know, any players which are just pretty much guaranteed a move in January? You mentioned Yaya Touré. Is there anyone else who Pep might be thinking, do you know what, if a 10-15 million pound offer comes in, I'll see you later?
To be honest, I haven't really heard anything. I think we could all guess at a few names. You know, I don't think Jesus Navas will be at City much longer than this season, certainly. The fullbacks, Gael Clichy, Alexander Kolarov's playing, but terribly. I think I think they'd listen to offers for all of them. Like I said, the big one I could see actually leaving in January would be Yaya, because if someone from China comes in, can offer something of a transfer fee and pay him £300,000 a week plus, I think it would work for all parties.
Yeah, I think sell-wise, I don't think he'll get rid of anyone in January just because he's got this squad now and it's not the biggest squad anyway. I think he'll stick with this squad. And I think, like Stope says, you know, you'll see the likes of Navas and the other squad guys. I think they'll be departed in the summer.
Quietly ushered away.
Yeah, I mean, Zabaleta might get a hero's goodbye because he's done so much for them as a
what
player.
What is a hero's goodbye?
I mean, I don't know, testimonial, massive applause, you know, ladies singing his name, I don't know.
Gunfire at dawn.
I mean, he was, you know, I mean, it's weird to say criticise him because he was so good for them for so long, but he does look very much like a 36-year-old right back. I think he's 36 anyway. If City really want to win the league title, which, I mean, to be honest, Pep is more about projects, and maybe they're not that bothered, but if they really want to win something, I mean, they might get knocked out of the Champions League by Monaco if they don't sign defenders, to be honest.
Stobes, in terms of the financials for City, obviously, it's a very wealthy club. Financial fair play does play a factor. But Chicky Bergstein and Pep Guardiola, they're sort of the tag team when it comes to securing the transfers. Are they going to be looking at a lot of young talent over the coming years? Is their plan to sort of attract like sort of niche world class players, a bit like what they've done with Ilkay Gundogan? What's exactly the plan for them going forward, and what can they afford?
Well, it's the Barcelonaization of Man City, isn't it? And it should be in full effect now. I think the plan is for a lot more academy players to come through and to match that with some clever signings like Ilkay Gundogan, for example. Not too much money, but a very intelligent signing. And the big money signings, they spent an awful lot of money on Raheem Sterling, John Stones, Leroy Sané in the last couple of summers, so they're still spending. And I think the fact that financial fair play has been relaxed a bit has played into their hands, and the money's certainly there. The prize money and the TV money's just going up and up. I don't think they're going to be in a rush to spend it in January, but easily they can spend another 100 million in the summer.
Okay, fantastic. Well, that's all we've got time for, unfortunately. Thanks to Stobes and to Mo. We're coming with a lot more transfer specials around this period, around this Christmassy period. Thanks very much for listening. Please subscribe on iTunes, follow us on Twitter, and we'll see you very soon. Bye-bye.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper? but brought us closer to it. Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.